Yo, this your boy Lucci Major, and you rocking with Power 4.4 Radio. Get familiar, you heard? Gang.
100% real hip hop and R&B. Power 4.4 Radio. Blazing hot 24 hour hip hop and R&B.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dawana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby. Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood. Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show.
Live from Power 4.4 Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show with Gary O'Neill.
Keep the chain.
I don't think I can love you anymore.
When I kiss you so good, why would you wanna break up? When just loving is so good, why would you wanna break up? When I hit that so good, why would you wanna break up? When just feeling is so good, why would you wanna break up?
This one next, 15-1 coming. Put your man crazy and his ice game stunning. Swag so stupid, still the bitch straight talk me. Over, no more smoking dojo. Baby girl went AWOL, she used to be my soldier.
Don't I lace you with the Gucci?
And breaking your heart again, telling you she wasn't what she was, then we arguing.
But baby, I love you.
From the hood, but to me, you're a model. Everything that I ever seen in a model. If you're leaving, baby, don't leave me
till tomorrow.
Tonight we gon' get a little tipsy.
Clear,
you gon' get me up, I'ma take 'em down. I'ma change my ways, we gon' work it out. Girl, I wouldn't be the same if you was with somebody else. Girl, it wouldn't be the same if I was with somebody else. I know I made mistakes before. Promise you won't get hurt no more. I got what you like and you know. Once you lay down, it's on.
Loving you, loving you, loving you. When I'm loving you, loving you. Why would you wanna break?
You ain't even for you, why would you wanna break? See, I've been driving through your hood. Why would you wanna break?
Why you wanna leave me? You should wanna tease me. Been nice, I ain't easy. I make it look easy. You should cop your belly. Let you rock Louis. Now it's fuck shouting. I don't like Gucci. Gucci.
Oh! Loving you, loving you, loving you. When I'm loving you, loving you. Why would you wanna break?
You ain't even for you. Why would you wanna break?
See, I'll be driving through your hood. Why would you wanna break?
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday! Yeah! Whoa. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the C-Plan Do Show.
I am Gary O'Neill, your host, man. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday. It's been pretty warm, you know, so hopefully that's not the rapture. But it's been pretty warm. We've been having really nice warm days. It was 60 degrees the other day. I was like, man, this is crazy. So hopefully you guys had an amazing Tuesday. Shout out to everybody watching right now, straight from Facebook Live, straight from the Power 4.4 Radio fan page. You guys already know the vibes. You already know Tusabe's Las Vibras. You know the vibes. You know, guess what? Happy New Year. Upcoming New Year. We are a couple of hours away from the new year as well as the new decade. So happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Decade. I was like, oh man, we should say Happy New Decade. And guess what? Happy New You if you're ready for 2020. I am anxiously looking forward to 2020. 2019 has had ups and downs, and I appreciated all of them. So happy New Year. We're going right into 2020. All right, so with that being said, as we always do, the last 21 episodes, we're going right into the See, Plan, Do moment of the week, and that is poor. As you go into, not even 2020, starting now, pour into people that pour into you. I'm not saying that you can't help people. And of course, you can help people that can't help you. But I want you to seek out and engage and work with people that will pour into you. And pour is an acronym, so I'm going to break it down to you really quickly. The P is provide. The O is offer. So what are they providing you? What can they provide you? What can you provide them? The O is offer. Again, what can they offer you? What can you offer them? The U is uplift. And the R, if we need it, and we probably will, is rebuild. Provide, offer, uplift, rebuild. As you start going into this new season of you, the new season, align yourself with people who will pour into you as you can pour into them. That is your, wow, that is the last See, Plan, Do moment of the week for 2019. Let's get with the song of the week. Man, we got the, you know the energy, you know the vibes. We going right into the See, Plan, Do song of the week. Let's get it, man.
Hey. Shout out to everybody watching. Thank you guys so much.
Manifest song. I know my energy will never die. I need my inner peace and peace of mind. I'm making history with all the guys. I am not satisfied with getting by. I see the envy, hate up in their eyes. See me win Grammys, do not be surprised. I got the vision and I got the drive. I manifest it so I know it's mine. Yeah. Feel the momentum. Yeah. I know they feel it, they feel the momentum. Yeah. Feel the momentum. Yeah. I know they feel it, they feel the momentum. Play Kodak Black, all this snap, what a feeling. 100 million, now I'm jigging. I be killing, y'all be chilling, non-existent, non-consistent. Everywhere like a politician, politicking. Y'all be slipping in the odds against me, but I'm optimistic. Like, I know my energy will never die. I need my inner peace and peace of mind. I'm making history with all the guys. I am not satisfied with getting by. I see that envy, hate up in their eyes. See me win Grammys, do not be surprised. I got the vision and I got the drive. I manifest it so I know it's mine. Yeah. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. Used to wanna be NFL. Now we making beats. NFL. You can look at T. The concept. Contrary to your belief. Gather around and come and see. I'm undefeated. Flow like water. Aquafina. Need a girl named Mars Gina. Not a diva. Man, I hate you to die. Leo. I know. I don't do no mediocrity. Gotta be at a certain level. Beside of me, I don't this game of psychology. I do this thing so religiously. I need to get my master's in theology. Y'all just rely on technology. I know my grandmama proud of me. All the good things she instilled in me.
How does she know that it's still in me? Still in me.
I know my energy will never die. I need my inner peace and peace of mind. I'm making history with all the guys. I am not satisfied with getting by. I see the envy, hate up in their eyes. See me win Grammys, do not be surprised. I got the vision and I got the drive. I manifest it so I know it's mine. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum. Feel the momentum. I know they feel it. They feel the momentum.
and peace of mind. I'm making history with all the guys. I am not satisfied with getting by. I see that envy, hate up in their eyes. See me win Grammys, do not be surprised. I got the vision and I got the drive. I manifest it so I know it's mine. Yeah. Feel the momentum. Yeah. I know they feel it, they feel the momentum. Yeah. Feel the momentum. Yeah. I know they feel it, they feel the momentum. Hey. Feel the momentum. Yeah. I know they feel it, they feel the momentum.
What's up, guys? All right, so that's one of my favorite songs going into the last quarter of the year, Momentum by Quantrell. But hold up, man. Hold up. First of all, you know it's Tuesday. Check. We heard the Baltimore song intro. Check. So you know what that means. That means the Ravens have won again. And then the third thing is, do I have my playoff clinched first round bye shades on? If your team did not make the playoffs, please don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. We'll talk about it next season. If your team ain't making and your coach got fired, please don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. We not here. I know I look like Mike Tomlin, but nope, my team's still in the playoffs. So if you are a fan of any team that has not made it, sorry for you. Keep watching. Watch the winners. That's what they do. Winners keep winning. I've been wearing these shades. I've been playing a Baltimore song every week for a minimum of how many wins? 13 times, man. 12. About to be 13. And now we're chilling. I know Lamar watching right now. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to any Raven player watching, man. Y'all put in the work. So now it's quiet on social media. Quiet. Cowboys fans, shh. Steelers fans, shh. And you know what's funny? On social media, it brought up my memories from last year. And you know what I saw? The Steelers were out too. And guess who got them up out of there? The Ravens. Back to back. Y'all back to back. Back to back out of the playoffs, baby. Don't talk to me. Your team ain't in the playoffs. Don't talk to me. See you in 2020 season. Don't talk to me. Your team ain't in. Don't talk to me. All right? So I just wanted to make sure I acknowledge that. You already know. But I appreciate, man. I love my Ravens. All right. So with this being the last episode going into the new year, the new decade, man, let me just stop and say thank you, guys. Thank you for everyone, whether you watched this from episode one, I Am Baltimore. That was the first episode, to now. Thank you for being there. Thank you for logging in. Thank you for setting your alarms, your notifications. Thank you to everyone who has taken the time, who has taken 50 minutes out of their day, 50 minutes out of your evening to see my show, to watch people come on, to get all this advice, man. This show is nothing without you. So I wanted to take this moment and just say thank you. I promise you more shows, more content, more fire, more vibes as we go into 2020. I'm just getting started. And I thank you for being along for the ride. All right, so let's talk about tonight's episode, The Disciple of Discipline. Now, I'm not even going to lie. This show was for me. This show is for me. And again, shout out to everybody watching. Thank you guys so much who have taken their time. Whether you're watching it from my page, you're watching it from Power 4.4 Radio, their page, or you're listening live right now from the Live 365 app, or you're listening to the replay. Hey, man, we're in the future. We're in the future now. So, hey. All right. So tonight's episode, this is the one that I really wanted to end off with. The Disciple in Discipline. All right. So let me put my glasses on because we're getting real. Let me put these on. All right. So as we get started, let's go with that. The Disciple of Discipline. If you saw the cover of every show, I post a cover. And on this cover was Kobe Bryant. After he won his last championship, standing there, I remember that. I remember him winning that. I'm a Kobe fan. I like LeBron. Michael Jordan is the all-time great to me. But, of course, to me, he's right there. So I wanted to make sure I put him on there. So let's talk about the disciple of discipline. First, let me walk you through. Can you take a walk with me in the park? The word disciple comes from the Latin word disciplus, meaning student. Let's just start there. The word disciple comes from the word, come from the Latin word disciplus, meaning student. So in the word discipline is disciple. Disciple means student. Everybody got that? All right, we're going for a walk. The word discipline is from the Latin word disciplina, meaning instruction and training. So it is derived from the root word discere, meaning to learn. So that means we have the word discipline. In the word discipline, it is the word disciple, which means to teach, which means that when you are disciplined, you should be teaching and learning and studying. When we think discipline, we think punishment. But discipline just simply means teach. Think about this. If you have a young child, when you first, like with my son Logan, he makes his bed. Should I punish him for not making his bed appropriately, or do I teach him how to make his bed? See, you teach first before you punish. We have to teach. So tonight, when we talk about the disciple of discipline, we are talking about moving forward. How can we have discipline going into 2020? I'm going to be transparent with you. This is my number. I only have one resolution for 2020. One thing that I aim to aggressively work on, and that's going to be being more disciplined. So we have to be a student of discipline. All right. So as always, I wanted to drop with you a couple of tips. So that way you can be going into 2020. You can be disciplined. You can do it. Now, as I always talk about, I'm telling you right now, whether you've heard it a million times, whether you heard it in the 21 weeks that I've been doing this show, or this is your first time hearing anybody say it to you right now, and I want you to listen to this, you can do anything you want. I firmly believe that. I teach that. I show people that. All of my clients can attest to you that one of the first things I tell them is that you most certainly can do whatever you want to do. That is it. If you say, hey, well, Gary, when's the last time you said that? I said that last night to a person. You can do whatever you want. So the first thing, if you are looking to be more disciplined, if you're looking to get that discipline in 2020, I'm telling you, this is the show that I want you to listen to now. And I want you to listen to it on the 1st, on the 3rd. Listen to this episode. The first thing is, and I'm only going to give you one word and then I'm going to drop you the tip. First tip is forget. I want you, I was going to use another word, but you know, I'm not going to use that word. Forget motivation. Now, I'm a life coach, so that's what I offer people. But here's what I want to tell you. Motivation is great. It is absolutely great, but it is fueled off of feeling. Your motivation is based upon your feelings. And unfortunately, at times, your feelings can betray you. So right now, as I saw through my timeline, I'm pretty sure you saw people gearing up for their resolutions for 2020. I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to cut off people. I'm going to be in a relationship. I'm going to be married. I'm going to do all these different things in 2020. And that is great. As a matter of fact, if you're watching this on live right now, post your resolution in the comments. So you have people who are going to make resolutions because your feelings are caught up in those resolutions. Unfortunately, within the first week, within the first week, people fail at their resolution. In the first month, so 50%, a little bit over 50% of people do not meet their resolution within the first week, which means that in a couple of hours that someone's going to make a resolution, and by the end of next week, someone will have failed their resolution. 90% in the first month, which means that a lot of people who have claimed that they're making more money, who claim that they're going to cut people off, who claim that they're not going to be the old 2019, the same goals they had 2019, 2018, 2015, they may still continue to fail their resolution. Because it's not about motivation. You could get motivated through anything. You could get motivation listening to this. You can get, well, hopefully you are. You get motivation through a song, a word, a picture. Anything can motivate you. Even the song, even me listening to Quantrell, that song, it's called Motivation. I love that song. It gets me fired up, but it's my feelings which are fired up. While I'm saying, let your motivation, let your feelings motivate you to do something, but it can't just be by motivation. Because if you're motivated to go to the gym, the second that you don't feel like it, see what I just did there? See, you feel right now, hey, I'm getting into the gym. I ain't wearing no shirt in 2020. You feel all those things. But the second that it's raining outside, the second that you have aches and pains, the second that you feel like I don't want to do it, that's when it's over. So forget your feelings. I'm going to tell you right now, your goals don't care about your feelings. They don't care about your feelings. You either did it or you didn't. So just imagine your goals standing there saying, hey, did you do it? They don't want to hear your excuses. Your dreams don't want to hear your excuses. All right? So while it's great to be motivated, we need discipline to keep it going. So that's the first one, forget. The next thing is align. You need to align yourself. You need to define who you are and what you want to do. That's the first thing. You need to define who you are. So you need. I want you tonight, as we're hours away from a new decade, man. We're going into a new decade. We're going into a new year and a new decade, and most certainly could be a new you. And don't let people who might have an issue or be cynical about people starting stuff on the first, don't worry about them. Okay? You focus on you. And if tomorrow is the first day that you're going to start, then God bless you and you start on the first. But keep it up. All right? When you align, you should define who you are and what you want to do. So I want you tonight, if you're out and about, if you're enjoying yourself with family and friends, when you have a moment for yourself, just ask yourself, who am I and what do I want to do? Who am I? What do I want to be? Because I want to tell you a secret. It's not a secret. I want to tell you something. We follow through our actions on who we are. So if you say, oh, I'm a procrastinator, then your behaviors will always dictate somebody who procrastinates. If you say, I'm a smoker, even if you say, hey, I'm trying to quit smoking, but I've been a smoker all my life, you will not stop smoking. Because you are a smoke, you have identified that you are a smoker. And as that, you will keep smoking. If you say, I am whatever, then your behaviors will align with that. So we need to make sure that your behavior aligns with who you identify with. And only make moves, man, that follow that. See, when we get out of pocket, when we do something different, it's because we haven't identified who we are. If someone says they're a pastor, right, then there are certain characteristics that we believe of pastors. Now, of course, we've seen pastors do crazy things. If someone says they're a police officer, we expect police officers to do certain things. But, of course, we've seen some police officers do crazy things. Do horrible things that does not align with who we identify with as a police officer or a pastor or a man. If you have a guy who says, hey, I'm a man, then there are certain characteristics that follow the behavior of being a man. If a woman says, I am a queen, then there are certain behaviors that need to follow that. So if you say to yourself, I am this, I'm an entrepreneur, I am a dad, I'm a mom, I'm an athlete, I'm a comedian, I'm whatever, then I challenge you that moving into this new decade, that all of your behaviors align with that. I am a life coach. If you go to my page right now, you will see life coaching stuff. If you meet me, if you have not met me in real life, you will know I'm a life coach. That's it. That's it. I am a radio show host. My actions dictate that because I told myself that. Makes sense for everybody? So whatever you say you want to be moving into the new decade, then your actions should start showing it. As a matter of fact, we don't even need you to tell us what you are. Your actions will. That's it. So stop. So with that being said, stop putting negative stuff on you. Stop saying that you're a procrastinator. You can say, you know what? I've experienced procrastination. Yeah, I procrastinated in the past, but no longer. I just told somebody that. You're not a procrastinator, because if you're saying I'm a procrastinator, that's who you are. You've experienced it. So now let's talk about each other in a positive light. Let's talk about ourselves in a positive light. Don't put that negative stigma on you. And whatever you identify yourself with, that's who you are. That's it. All right. And the next thing is research how to be effective. So within that align, so you want to define who you are and what you want to do. You want to make sure that they have those behaviors align with whoever you say you are. And then just research how to be better. That's it. Doctors look at videos and read manuals and look at different books. Athletes look at different videos and practice harder and practice different ways. And if you want to be effective, if you want to be disciplined, guess what? Research. I researched all these different videos and all these different information so that way I can present it to you on being disciplined. So research. How can I be better at what I'm doing? So the first one was forget. The next one was aligned. The next one is why. Just ask yourself, whatever goal, and I see people are starting to put stuff down. Even when someone just said, hey, Kim just said she doesn't have any resolutions. She just wants to live. Well, what does that mean to you? You could go with the biological definition. Hey, my lungs are, I'm breathing. My blood is circulating. You're alive, but are you living? Sherry said self-worth. What does that mean? Do you want to have more self-worth? It is about defining exactly what you want to do, because once we say, hey, I'm this, then you follow up with it. And it goes for positive and negative. I'm a positive person. That doesn't mean I don't have negative times, but I'm more positive than I am negative. But if I said I was a negative person, then I would be more negative than I am positive. All right. So the third one was why. And this is it. There has to be a strong, motivating reason why you do this. So if you want to lose weight, why? If you want a new job, why? If you want to travel more, why? You want to be in a healthy relationship, why? All those different things, you should be able to answer the simple question, why? Why do you want to do this? And be able to answer it. There has to be a strong motivating factor. Think about any movie, any boxing movie that we saw. Think about Rocky. Rocky getting smashed. And then he sees Adrian. Gets himself back together. He sees his son in Rocky 2. I think it's Rocky 2. Right? Rocky 2? Yeah. He sees his son. Think about Creed. When he's thinking about his family and you're down to your last, you're almost out, and they just sort of pull themselves together and they use that willpower to get back. When we see the hero in the movie get beat and then they just pull it together, they use their last bit of energy and willpower and strength to overcome the odds, because there's a strong motivating factor on why they should do this. So answer the question, why? Why am I doing this? So that way, because if you identify why, you could be more disciplined. It can't be some BS reason. hey, why do you want to do this? It's just something to do. Nah, you won't do it. You won't do it. Someone asked me, why did you become a life coach? I said, because I enjoy helping people manifest their heartfelt desires and goals. I enjoy helping people win. I enjoy helping people get to where they need to go. That's it. That's my why. That's why I do it all the time. Do it all the time. I get paid for it. Sometimes I offer it for free, but I do it. This is what I do. I've been doing it for years. I love doing it. All right. So the next thing is remove. Oh, I love this one. Y'all listen up. Please listen up. Remove. And what are we removing, Gary? Remove temptation. Now, at times you may not be. I'm telling you to remove temptation, remove distractions, right? Like, yeah, we want to remove those things. Sometimes you can't avoid those temptations. So you need to plan for those temptations. Oh, man. And this is the, I ain't gonna lie, out of all of ones that I saw, this is the one that I really, really enjoyed. You need to plan for a temptation. And you can plan for it. You can pre-plan by using the if-then technique. What is that, Gary? You're going to use the if-then technique, which allows you to plan for chaos and stick to your goals. So let's say that right now one of your goals is that you want to work out. You want to work out. Great. And you say, I am committed to working out 4 times a week. Great. But you have a hectic schedule. Things could happen. You could have a big meeting at work. The kids could be doing something. Your car breaks down. Whatever. That would be considered a temptation that you cannot do it. So if I'm not able to work out in the morning, then I will work out this evening. See that? If I do this, then this will happen. If I miss my writing assignment or whatever your goal is, if I miss this, then I need to do that. Because if you pre-plan for chaos, if you pre-plan for temptation, then you will be more focused. If you're like me and you know that you weren't focusing on what you're eating, temptation is all around you. So the best thing that we can do, like if you like keto or you have I was doing keto for a long time. I'm still doing it. But if you know that you're watching your food, the first thing you realize is, man, at work, there's temptation all around me. I think the first time I said, hey, I am not going to eat sweets, that same day at work, people brought in donuts and cakes and stuff like that. And I said, oh, the devil is real. But if I prep, then I'm good. And those of us who meal prep, you know that when you meal prep, you're good. You're not worried about anything. But the second that you don't meal prep, now all these temptations are around. Now they're having an office birthday party and there's cake there. And you're like, oh, man. So use the if-then technique. So that way you can stay focused, stay disciplined, and focus on your goals. If I don't work out in the morning, then I will work out after I get off work. If I do this, if this or this does not happen, then I'm going to do this. That's it. If I don't get the money that I want, then I will seek other plans of revenue. That's it. If and then. So what I want you to think about is whatever what your goals is, what are some temptations or distractions that can happen? And how can you pre-plan using if and then? All right, you can get back to me about it. The next thing I want to talk about is performance outcome versus, let's call it performance and you have your goal outcome. Okay? There are two different things. You can focus on the outcome, on what you want, or you can focus on the performance. Now, I always tell people, focus on the performance because you can only control what you can do. See, some people, if you say, hey, what's your goal? Hey, I want to lose weight. Okay, cool. That's great. That's a great thing. I want to stop smoking. I want to make more money, right? Those goals are great. I want to work on my anger. Great. But if you say, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds, that's an outcome, right? You should be focusing on the performance. So what that means is, if I, what are you committed to doing? So if you have me as a coach, what I will ask you is, that sounds great. What are you committed to doing? If you say, I'm willing to work out, and I know I've been using exercise, but that's just usually the biggest thing that people want to do moving into the new year. If you say, I'm committed to working out 3 times a week, drinking a gallon of water, drinking a gallon of water, as well as avoiding snacks, then guess what, man? As a result of those actions, as a result of your performance, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to lose weight. But if you only focus on losing 50 pounds, then you will be upset, because what if you get 49? What if you get 47? What if you get 52? So focus on your performance, which you are in control of, versus the outcome. Because sometimes we can't control the outcome. I'm reminded of my homeboy, right? Me and my homeboy. Shout out to Ronnie. Me and Ronnie decided that we were going to get into event planning. We were going to start being party promoters. So him and I, we both went to Morgan, and we said, hey, we're going to throw a party. Club One. Shout out, man. Club One. I used to work there at Club One. Now it's a parking lot. If you downtown, it's a parking lot now. But I used to work at Club One, and I told him, hey, we have a spot. I'll DJ. We need to promote. So we got flyers. We knew what day we wanted. We gambled. It was homecoming weekend, so we thought that people were going to party on that Sunday. We thought, hey, you know what? People are still going to party on Sunday. So we took a gamble. We got food. We promoted. We did everything that we could do. 0 people showed up. God. Man, we had stuff in VIP. Listen, we had sushi, man. We had sushi in VIP. We had sliders. We had all these different foods that we were going to have in VIP, because when him and I talked about it, I said, man, we got to have some type of incentive for people to buy VIP tickets. No one showed up. The bouncers ain't good that day, because they was like, well, can we get those sliders? You know, we don't want to go to waste. So we gave them some. But at the end of the day, I never was upset. Even now when I talked to him about it, I said, we did everything we could do. The only thing we could do is just sort of change. Now we know moving forward what's going on. And I always tell people, you can focus on and be good in your performance, because the outcome, it may not be up to you. As long as you said, did I work out 3 times a week? Did I do this? And whatever goals you said, whatever performance goals you said you were going to do, did I do this? That's how you become disciplined. Right? And we still got a little bit more ways to go. So remember, focus on your performance, not on the outcome. As long as you said, hey, you know what? I did 1, 2, 3, and 4. You're good to go. Not saying that you're not going to feel hurt about it. Let's say that you are in a relationship and you said, hey, you know what? I'm committed to doing all these different things. And it still ends. It's going to hurt. I'm not going to say it's not going to hurt. But ultimately, just remind yourself that you did everything you could do. Okay. All right. I love this one. The next one is, so just to recap, because I know it's a lot. The first one is forget. Forget that motivation. So don't let your motivation be your main source of why you're doing this. The next thing is align yourself, define who you are, and only act in a way that focuses on that. If you are an athlete, if you are an entrepreneur, then your actions need to dictate that. Why? What is your motivating factor? What I want you to do with whatever goal you have, find a picture, take a picture of yourself. That works. I've seen a lot of people take a picture of why you're doing this. When I was teaching a leadership training at M&T Bank Stadium, I remember saying to people, go on your phone and show us the reason why you're doing this. And a lot of people would pull out pictures of their family. They would show us pictures of their family. Why are you doing this? Because I got to provide for my family. Remember that. Why are you doing this? Because I want to And it could, I'm not gonna lie, it could be for any reason. As long as it's strong and motivating for you, you can say, I want to be the baddest person on this planet. I want to be the freshest person on this planet. All right, cool. What, as long as it's a strong motivating factor for you, you good. Okay? Remember, we're going to plant, we're going to remove, and we're going to plant. So remove it first. Remove that temptation first, but also plan for temptation. And remember, we're going to use if and then. If this happens, then I will do this. Remember, we're only going to focus on our performance, not our outcome. As a result, if you work out 3 times a week, you eat it, you drink a gallon of water, you're not eating snacks, you will lose weight. You will. I remember with that one. I remember I was friends with a guy who wanted to do a job workshop, and so he said, "Man, I really want 100 people to come." And I said, "What if you get 98? Will you be upset?" And it started to rain. It started to rain. He can't control if it rains or not. It started to rain, and guess how? And 102 people showed up. There you go. But my thing would have been, was I able to put this together? Did I promote properly? Was I able to execute what I needed to do? That's it. That's where discipline lies. In the work. Which brings me to the next thing, the work. I love using the hashtag, the work. The work is the work. You only need work. You only need the work. Again, your goals don't care about your feelings. It cares about the work you put in. 10,000 hours. If you ever read any of those books where they talk about for you to have a skill, for you to master a skill, you need to be doing this thing 10,000 times. You need to provide 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours. If you are a cook, have you been doing this? I've been a CPR instructor for 14 years. I do this. All right, Derrick Rose the other night, a couple of weeks ago, he scored, NBA player Derrick Rose scored a game winner, and they interviewed him, and he said, man, I do this. This what he been doing it for years. All right, so remind yourself to put in the work. It's not going to, none of your goals and dreams will happen if you don't do anything. They won't work if you don't. The last thing, in reference to you being more disciplined in 2020, in 2021, in 2025, in 2030, you want to be disciplined. This is the episode for you, is habit. People will say, hey, we're creatures of habit, and we are. Now, with habit, the first thing you need to do is start with just one activity, man. Start with one activity to make it a habit. So if you want to drink more water, if you say, you know what, when I first get up in the morning, I'm going to drink one bottle of water. Now, your willpower, it might be a lot there, okay? So you might say, oh, man, I don't really drink water like that, right? And some people say that. I'm not here to judge you if you drink water or not. But if you say I'm committed to drinking water, it might take a lot of effort for you to consistently drink one bottle of water when you first wake up. But eventually, it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, it takes less of your willpower to do it. It's just a thing. Every Tuesday, without fail, I prep for this. I prep for this show. Every Tuesday. Which means that on Monday, I do the same thing. On Sunday, if I have a guest here, I will reach out to the guest. Hey, looking forward to having you on. Are you still able to make it? Because if they don't, then I already have a contingency plan. Then on Tuesday morning, I start making this agenda. I'm going to show you. I do this I've been doing this 21 times. It's without fail. I do this for real. All right. So start with just one thing. See, sometimes we think we got to juggle a million things. Just do one thing. I don't know what that one thing is for you, but just do one thing, man. One thing to make it a habit. So you just got to keep doing this activity over and over. Again, you want to start drinking more water, start with one bottle a day. For me, I'm going to be transparent. So I'm looking to be more active into the gym. So the first thing for me is getting up every morning at 5 a.m. No matter if I go to the gym or not, I am committed to getting up every morning at 5 a.m. Now, typically I get up at around like 5:30, 6. I get up pretty early, but I want to get up at 5 in the morning. So that means I need to put in the work. That means I need to go to bed on time. That means I need to set my alarm. I need to be disciplined, even on those days I don't feel like it. Because remember, we talk about feeling. Forget your feelings. F your feelings, to be honest. I'm getting up at 5. Whether it's snowing outside, whether it's raining, whether it's hail, whether it's the rapture, I'm up at 5 a.m. So make that one activity a habit. And then once you make it a habit, it requires less willpower. Then move on to the next thing. Okay, I now I have a habit of getting up at 5 a.m. Now I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week. Boom, boom. I'm going to the gym every 3 times a week. Great. There you go. So make it act. So start with that. Make that a habit. Once you make it a habit, it becomes clockwork. Okay. So let me bring this home, man. As I know you guys are ready to put on your tuxes, as you guys are ready to go out, as you're ready to celebrate with your family and friends. The next thing, as we bring this to a close, I want to talk about Kobe Bryant. That is the person that's on the front of the episode 21, which is entitled The Disciple of Discipline. I like Kobe. I looked up Kobe. I looked up all the things. If you type in Kobe and discipline, it was so many stories. I'm going to share with you some of the stories. The first thing is he used to show up at practice at 5 a.m. and leave at 7 a.m. in high school. So in high school, he used to show up 2 hours early to practice in high school. When I was in high school, I averaged 0.2 points a game. But imagine if I would have been showing up at 5 a.m. working out. The best player, to be honest, the best player that I ever played with was Marcus Hatton. His name is Mo. He is a Baltimore legend. Played overseas, played in the NBA. Amazing. And I remember one time, because I went to Mervo, he went to Mervo, we were running around the gym. And the coach said, stop. And the first time, everybody stopped. He kept running. The next day, we're all running around. We're running around, people getting tired. Coach says, stop. Nobody stops. We keep running. That's the work. I'm pretty sure we felt like we wanted to stop. But remember, F your feelings. I'm not worried about my feelings moving into 2020. Your feelings will betray you. So the next thing about Kobe that I read, he once, so and when he was 18, one of the coaches came in and found him shooting in the dark before 2 hours before practice. So here's a young Kobe Bryant in the gym. They said all they heard was the basketball. He's shooting around in the dark. That's crazy. The next thing was Kobe was always the first player in the gym, even when he was hurt. So they interviewed one of his colleagues, his teammates. And he would always try to beat Kobe there. So he said, oh, man, he's hurt. He hurt his wrist. He said, oh, he's not going to be there this time. And bam, he was there. Also, when he was playing for the Olympics, one of the coaches said that they had he called up the trainer at 4:15 in the morning. At 4:15 in the morning, he worked out until 11 a.m., the trainer went home. They had an 11 a.m. practice. He came back. Kobe was still there. He said, oh, did you get some rest? He said, no. He said he had to make 800 shots before he left. 800 shots before this man even left. 800 shots. If that ain't the work, man. Do you think the work can? 800 shots. I just want you to think about that. That man did not leave that gym until he made 800 shots. 800? Making 800 shots. Here's the last thing I want to leave you with about Kobe Bryant, about Kobe Bean Bryant, because I'm going to call that man by his whole name. When he accepted his 2016 ESPY award, he said, we're not on stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and we let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished. We will never retire. That is Kobe Bryant. The work, discipline. And think about it. The things that people had an issue with is that, oh, he wasn't a feeling person. He didn't laugh and joke like Dwight Howard. He didn't have that killer that LeBron, and I love LeBron. But when you see Kobe put up a shot, he going for it. LeBron, not laughing and joking. We're not doing side, and I love LeBron. We're not doing pregame stuff. We're not he's out here to put in the work, discipline. The work you put in the dark will show in the light. Imagine a young Kobe Bryant shooting in the gym 4 a.m. What were other people doing? They said that they just got up. He was already been ready. All right. Putting in the work, perfecting his game. And that's what I want you to do. That's what we're going to do. 2020, we're going to perfect that game. We're going to be in the gym at night. We're going to work on our craft. We're going to be disciplined. We're going to make these things habit. You must put in the work. Kimberly Marshall said that. You must put in the work. And she says it all the time. She is a philanthropist. And guess what? She puts in the work all the time. Thank you very much, Kim. As I leave you with this, this is the last show of 2019. I want to leave you with something that I keep around that I have in my office. It's called the Habit Poem. It goes like this. I am your greatest companion. I am your greatest helper or your heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. Half of the things you do, you might as well turn over to me, and I will do them quickly and correctly. I am easily managed. You must be firm with me. Show me exactly what you want. Show me exactly how you want something to be done. And after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I am the servant of great people and the last of all failures as well. Those who are great, I have made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. I am not a machine, though. I work with the precision of a machine plus the intelligence of a person. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. Who am I? I am habit. I received this when I played for Morgan State basketball. When I played for the men's basketball team, our coach gave us the first day, and I always had it. Even though I didn't even play for them, but I always remember this. That is a habit poem. So I want you to go back, and as you meditate and as you think about 2020, go back and listen to this video. But guess what, guys? We are at the end, man. That's the system. Guys, that's our time for the evening. I want to thank you for an amazing 2019 season here on the C Plan Do Show. You can always check out the C Plan Do Show each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. right here on Power 4.4 Radio. You can follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm out here in these streets. Plenty of amazing additional content. If you're looking to be on the show, if you have a question, if you want to have something sponsored, your event, your book, anything that you want to have sponsored on here, let me know. I have amazing promotional packages. If you're looking to get merch like Tu Sabes Las Vibras, LaloneClothing.com, L-A-L-O-N-E clothing.com. If you're looking for a motivational speaker or a professional life coach, I'm your guy. I am offering a vision board workshop on the 18th in January. I'm going to be posting that. I'm going to be dropping that link right on the C-Plan D page. Make sure you come out. Let your 2020 be your year. Thank you for checking out the show, man. For real. Until we see each other again, until we talk again and share those motivating and magical moments, always remember to see, plan, and do. 2020 will be your year if you want it to be. Enjoy yourself. Toast it up. Tell somebody you love them. Enjoy the end of this year. Let's look full. Let's go barreling into the new year, the new decade, and guess what? The new year. All right, guys. See you next time.